Blog Talk Radio.
Moved up here to Maine to work on some films. I'm actually testing the show tonight because I have a little bit different equipment, and I'm hoping that everything's going to sound all right. It's almost like a check that I'm checking out on the radio show for preparing for a big show on Sunday. I'm so super excited. Actually having another big stuntman. Well, if you want to say stuntman, but he's actually helped people in the business, and we're going to learn all about him. His name is Douglas Wong, and he actually surprised me on my show on Sunday that I had a guest, Stephen Lambert, and Douglas actually had called in, say hi, and surprised me. Had no idea he would call in, and I feel very, honored and that people actually call in the show, especially guys that I've looked up to my whole life. And some of the people that Douglas have helped out is Kevin Sorbo, and he plays Hercules, or he played Hercules, and Lucy Lawless, who had played Xena. and has worked in the business for quite some time, but I'll let, you know, the words come out of Douglas Wong's mouth to let us know what he's all about on Sunday. So I'm very excited and looking forward to that. But I wanted to do a little quick show tonight. I wanted to give some props to a film that I've been part of for so long, and as people know that work in the independent business, in the indie film, it can take quite a while to make an indie film sometimes, and it's because a lot of times people that actually make the films, they actually write it themselves, they cast it themselves, sometimes do the music, they compose the music themselves, they edit it themselves, and the money sometimes cut up out of their own pockets. Now, a film that I'm part of called Failcare, it's about four different women from different time periods who get whisked away, and the film called Valkyrie, we are Valkyrie, and my guess is we're from different time periods, and we get whisked away, and we have to do some battling, and I'm a Valkyrie, and we were taking horseback riding lessons, we have to train for it, and now anybody out there that would like to know about the Facebook page, just go there, you can check it out, and it's spelled F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. It's on Facebook, and if anybody would like to make donations or, you know, funds to donate, don't send them to me. You would go to the Facebook page and write, you know, privately a message if you'd like to donate to the film. And as everyone knows, even makeup to pay money out to for the cast and the crew to help, you know, pay for food and beverages and, you know, costumes and makeup. To let you know, we are looking for funds for the armor. And let me say, the man that's behind the whole shebang, I call him the man, the legend himself, is Horace Zakora DeLisa. The man himself, I call him Big Brother, or if I'm working with on set, I call him Director Z. Everybody can call him Z because a lot of people cannot pronounce his name. I think I've got it pretty much close to what it kind of sounds like, Ahura Zakora DeLisa. He actually has his own page, and you can check him out too. Or like I said, you can go to our film page, Failcare, and over the wintertime, we were filming and training in the snow. And the snow up here in Maine, it's so cold. And we had, like, our costumes on. It was actually the training part of the film. And like as if you've seen in, you know, Rocky films, you know that Rocky, he, Sylvester Stallone, he trained in the wintertime. And it was very, very cold. And let me say, when you're filming out there in the cold, in the snow, it's cold. And part of our costume, our arms was not covered, and it got pretty cold out there where the land is where we are filming, and there's a lot of land out there, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and just filming the scenery and such, even last summer with all the flowers and everything that was blooming around us, and there was lots of cows. I don't know if, you know, like umu or cows out there, because in the pasture, there's where a lot of cows are. I don't know if they were actually there, but man, they made a lot of mooing sounds. It was a lot of cows all over the place. And, I mean, there was other wild animals. I actually saw above us were some vultures flying. I was like, oops, I better not, like, lay down. The vultures might see us, but I think they were turkey vultures, pheasants. I mean, different type of animals out there and such, and just very beautiful scenery, and I feel blessed to be able to be part of this. And even taking the horseback riding lessons, if you're donating funds to Valkyrie, let me say, the horseback riding lessons, okay, now, to be up on the horse, I mean, these creatures are huge, absolutely huge, gorgeous animals. But when you're learning horseback riding lessons, let me say, my bum really truly is sore. I'm learning about the horseback riding lessons. Oh, my gosh, and my lower back hurts and such. But I have pictures of me with this helmet on my head, and I have my crow T-shirt on, and I'm just like, I feel like a big little kid. And the other thing, too, is the people that we were taking the horseback riding lessons, and even the other horse, cowboy, who I first got on the field, and I was in part of my Jean get up where I actually play like a type of character, Rosie the Riveter. I got to be on top of this horse called Cowboy. Is this brown, gorgeous horse was actually rescued from a meat train. So some of the horses that you actually will see probably in the film. I don't know if the horses that we actually are going to, I think, use are called gypsy horses. They have long, beautiful hair, you know, just gorgeous manes. And they're just very big, beautiful horses. I don't know if any of those have been rescued, but people that are part of the horses that own them actually do rescue horses. I know Cowboy had a second chance, was on a meat train. I don't know where it was heading towards. It was Mexico, I think. And they rescued Cowboy, and now Cowboy is a horse, you know, that is an acting horse and has a second chance at life. And being on top of this beautiful animal, I felt so happy, and I felt like a little kid. And, you know, they say money can't buy happiness. I mean, granted, that money, it, you know, pays bills, pay the rent, you know, food in our belly and such. But to be on top of a beautiful creature like that, a horse that's been rescued, it's just an amazing, amazing feeling. And we've actually had, I think, some other animals in the film, two big, huge dogs. We also had a scene, a chicken scene. Now, you'll have to see it in the film, but we had kind of to chase a chicken. I won't explain what the scene is, but we had a chicken in the scene. And I think we also had, I wasn't there the day, but there was, I think, a baby lamb that was actually in the film. And just the day that we're actually going to be suited up in armor, and I feel like Jackie. I mean, and everybody that knows me, Shelly Nunchucks, knows that I want to work with Jackie Chan. And I just feel like this is just going to be a wonderful, beautiful day when we are all wearing the armor. We're all doing the battle scene, fighting side by side. I think we'll be like with horses and the weapon that we're going to use. I don't know exactly what you want to call it, but, you know, they're designing everything themselves. And like I said, if you want to donate, if anybody out there wants to donate funds towards our film, it's going to go, you know, towards a good cause. And if you look on YouTube and you look up A Horror's A Cordeliza, he will explain in his own words why he is making this film. You know, besides helping to manifest a dream, you're actually going to show women in a positive light. You know, women can be strong and be feminine, be superheroes. And he will explain that the reason why he's doing this film, besides coming back and showing women in a positive light, is because he's had women that have helped him out, you know, get a good education and keep him on track. So I guess this is kind of like his dedication to people that he's looked up to, and most of them that are women. And Horace Cordeliza, he's a very respectful man. And I'm telling you, he does run a school. I mean, he does so many different things, and he's helped many, many people out in this world. And I can't even say by the numbers that of the people that Z has helped out. And he does run a school, so he's like, he's doing all these things. He teaches classes. He's an accomplished musician. He gets to sing with his gorgeous wife, Sonari. And honest to goodness, I will put my hand in the Bible. They don't have to use autotune. When you hear them singing, like in the song in the beginning of when I played my show here, Battle Song, which is actually written, composed by Horace Cordeliza, he's singing that, and the woman is actually Sonari. That beautiful voice, that angel voice, is just beautiful. There's just no words to explain their work together. It's absolutely astounding to be able to sing like that. Man, just don't ask me to sing because I might break electronic equipment. And I am hoping that this is actually going to come out okay, because I have a little bit different equipment, a different type of, to use a phone with this, the way this thing is set up. So I'm hoping people can hear me okay. And I just wanted to do a really short show tonight just to do support in the film Falcare. And if you want to support the film, like I said, what you want to go to the Falcare film page, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can donate funds towards the film. And let me say, they really want to make the armor as authentic as possible. Now, I don't know if when you donate film like at any place, I think it's the fundraiser, I mean, it'll explain everything there. Like I said, you're not going to donate the money towards me. You're not going to give it to me. You have to go to the Falcare film page on Facebook, write to them and privately ask them about it. I'm not really a promoter per se. I'm one of the leads in the film, and I just talk about it. I just know that they are looking for funds, and that's something you will be helping out towards a good cause, and it's to show women in a positive light. And we're all different types of women. We're leads, and you know, if you want to see, you know, women superheroes in different shapes and different backgrounds, just a wonderful combination of all of us together. It's just really great when you get us on set. We're really hard working, and let me say, doing your own stunts and fight scenes, it's very hard. And I think the happiest day of my whole entire life is when we actually have the armor on, all of us together, standing side by side. It's going to be just this occasion, which I hope is like embedded in my brain for the rest of my life. Maybe I'm not working with Jackie Chan as of yet, but for having a dream to stay on that path, to work with Jackie Chan, it has helped me to find really great people. And once again, on Sunday, Douglas Wong is going to be my special guest on my show. And I can't wait to talk with him because I'm so wicked excited. And as everyone, you know, I'm kind of a spaz. And I already have to say, my little co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, already beat me to the bed. She's waiting to go night-night. Anyway, I just want to thank from the bottom of my heart to my listeners out there all over the place, and, you know, even listening to the show after it's off the air. I want to say thank you, everyone, so much. Thank you to all my guests and to all my future guests. I feel so blessed to be able to sit here and to do this, you know, the things that I love, and I feel very blessed, and I actually cannot wait to go to bed. So I just wanted to test out the show tonight, see how well this is going to, you know, do, and I cannot wait for Sunday. I'm very, very excited once again. And it will be at noontime, Standard Eastern Time. Douglas Wong will be a guest on my show. Anyway, once again, if you want to donate to a film, it is an independent film, a true independent film, where everybody that's associated in the film, we're once again doing, you know, not just acting, but we're doing our own stunts and fight scenes. And let me say, it's a lot of work. And everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my show, and thank you for the support, and everybody that's been following me for the past 10 years in my pursuit of my own happiness, my pathway to get to try to work with my idol, Jackie Chan. Thank you so much for the support. And once again, I'm going to end the show with the song that I actually opened up with, this battle song. And this is by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Uhura Zakor Deliza, and his beautiful life, lovely wife, Sonari. And as with any film, you know that music sets a mood. So the song is called Battle Song. If you listen to it, you'll get a feel for it. Anyway, everyone, thank you for tuning in, and I can't wait to be talking to you guys on the next show. And remember, if anybody out there has a dream, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. So everyone, have a good night.